1. Swansea Aspirations. Finding the right balance between Celtic sentiment, nationalist roots, and the uncompromising demands of upward mobility has always been a feature of life in mainly Anglophone Swansea. By buying a new house in Coondonkin Drive, an unfinished terrace tilting alarmingly down a hill in one of the burgeoning suburbs to the west of the town, taciturn local grammar school master DJ, or Jack Thomas, and his lively wife Florrie were following a clearly defined path away from their family roots in rural, Welsh-speaking Carmarthenshire. The usual staging post was Swansea's industrial centre a couple of miles east, around the clanking docks which had sprouted at the mouth of the River Torwy to service the coal mines and belching copper and tinplate works a little inland. This was where most of the town's immigrants from the countryside had settled in the 19th century, but over the years the more respectable and ambitious among them had pushed westwards towards the salubrious Gower Peninsula, colonising sea-facing ridges in haphazard fashion. When Florrie became pregnant in early 1914, the Thomases staked their claim to bourgeois respectability. They had been living with their 8-year-old daughter Nancy in rented accommodation in Cromwell Street, close to the grammar school, nearer the centre of town. But a residential construction boom had followed the innovative South Wales cottage exhibition in Swansea in 1910, when local builder W.H. Harding advertised a neat new row of houses to the north of Walter Road, the main thoroughfare leading out of Swansea towards Gower, the family raised £350 to buy a 99-year lease on a 4-bedroom, semi-detached house with bay windows in Coondonkin Drive. The purchase was financed with a 5% mortgage, which was just about manageable on a teacher's salary of around £120 a year.